Morning. It's always wonderful to be here at Unity Church of Life. When I came to Unity, I fell in love with it immediately. I jumped in with both feet. I studied intensely. I took every book study, every course, everything that I could get my hands on. I would come to church here and then I would go to home and I would watch stuff on TV on YouTube. I was into it. I was taking it all in, and I was feeling fantastic. And then one evening, I began to feel a little odd. Out of sorts, weird kind of, for no reason that I could think of. It progressed for a couple of days, and I began doubting all this stuff that I'd been learning. I became confused and depressed and didn't know what to believe. After a while, I started feeling desperate and unhinged, and in the middle of the night, I called my mentor, crying and said, "I'm feeling weird. I'm confused, doubting all this Unity stuff. Suddenly, it doesn't make sense to me. What's wrong with me? Am I going crazy?" Well, she listened to me, and she didn't really seem too concerned. Very calmly, she said, "It sounds like you might be going through chemicalization." "Chemicalization? What is that?" And she said, "You've been making some marvelous changes. Going to classes, studying hard, spiritually growing. When you make changes like that, the new beliefs that we are taking in clash with the old beliefs that we've had for years. Chemicalization is the mental process of changing those old negative beliefs to align with our new spiritual truths. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a good sign that tells me that you are spiritually growing and assimilating these truth principles into yourself. Just keep doing what you're doing. The feelings will pass." So I felt relieved after I talked to her, and I did what she said. In a couple days, I began feeling lighter, back to my old happy self, and actually feeling better than I had been. Unity minister Catherine Ponder, in her book, The Dynamic Law of Healing, states that chemicalization is a physical reaction caused by spiritual advancement. It occurs when deeply rooted negative beliefs are exposed to the light of divine truth. For example, when we begin to deal with old fears and negative mindset by looking at life differently, thinking affirmatively in terms of love and praise and forgiveness and release, perfect for today's daily word, we begin to awaken and have a whole new relationship with God. When we have lived for years in wrong thought, no fault of our own, those old negative beliefs become embedded into our bodies and affairs. When we have an awakening, yes, life improves and it's fantastic, but the reversal in thought is a radical change for our body and psyche, and it causes a clash between our old thinking and our new way of thinking. This creates a chemical reaction in the mind, body, and affairs, like the chemical reaction that you would get if you mix acid and alkaline. I thought about doing that here, but I never took chemistry, so I didn't want to chance that. The old way of thinking is on its way out, but having been in control for so long, it's not going to leave without a fight, folks. The conflict appears within our mind and body as physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual distress. When we experience this internal clash, we have a choice. We can return to our old lies and harmful limiting beliefs, or we can continue to move through the chemicalization process until it is complete. Moving through the process will bring comfort to our physical body and will expand our awareness of our divine nature. We'll know more of who we are, making us a wiser and more powerful instrument of good. And we will feel better than we ever have. Now, Jesus taught about chemicalization, he didn't use that word, of course, In Mark 2:22, in the parable about putting new wine into old wineskins, old wineskins are dry, hard, and inflexible. Not like new wineskins, which are soft and pliable. If the new wine is put into old wineskins, the wineskins will burst because the new wine is alive. It's bubbling, it's agitating, it's fermenting, it's expanding, and that old, dry, stiff wineskin cannot handle the pressure and it would burst. Jesus is telling us to keep our minds and thoughts flexible, open, and pliable so that the new beliefs can easily chemicalize the old negative and harmful beliefs. Chemicalization may be uncomfortable and seems like a downward arc in our lives. It may feel like we're doing something wrong. On the contrary, chemicalization is really a natural, necessary, and a very positive experience. It is a blessing indeed. Jesus said, "Resist not." If we don't resist the chemicalization process, and if we don't quit completely, we will get through it, and something higher and better will always result. So be grateful it's happening. It's a sign of spiritual growth. But chemicalization does not always end in success. We all know people who come to Unity and love it. They get involved, they're growing, they're happy, they're doing service, and then suddenly they disappear. And you don't see them again. And you think, well, why did they leave? They seem to be doing so well. The discomfort of chemicalization may have been what they were experiencing but didn't know it. And they gave up because of the confusion, overwhelm, shame, possibly, discomfort, or because they just didn't know what was happening. So how might chemicalization present itself in our lives? Here are some ways that chemicalization has presented itself in other people's lives. Physical symptoms may include a cold that releases a lot of mucus, rapid or deep involuntary breathing, diarrhea, waves of heat or cold, tingling sensations, the breaking out of a rash, or gaining or losing weight, I always use that one, or an old disease pattern that may surface for final expulsion. Emotional symptoms may include a flood of tears or laughter, feeling confused or disoriented, bizarre dreams, even nightmares, and shaking or rocking in the body. Reverend Ponder described the process of chemicalization like this. Once we start living new truth principles, if we keep at it, we'll saturate our consciousness sufficiently with divine ideas to dislodge the old beliefs. The more we keep studying truth, the more we stir up old, outmoded beliefs. A commotion begins within us. I know we've all felt that. Because our ego mind wants to keep us safe. Now, our ego doesn't mean to do us harm, but it controls us through the fear of change. It wants to keep things the way they were. It wants us to be in our comfort zone so we don't take risks. The old set of beliefs raises a ruckus, trying to hold on, while a new and better set of beliefs is trying to take root. If we don't panic, and if we don't give up on our spiritual path, the commotion intensifies until it breaks up those old, false, limiting beliefs. The inner turmoil within us becomes quiet, and it may feel like we're in limbo, kind of stuck between the old and the new, and not much is happening. At this point, it is important to stay grounded and expand our spiritual practices. It's a time to give thanks for all the good blessings that are in our lives and are coming to our lives. As we continue to let these feelings pass through in this quiet time, fulfillment begins manifesting and we start experiencing results. We have planted higher frequency thoughts into our subconscious, and it's time to now nurture them and encourage their manifestation and growth. Reverend Ponder encourages us to work through the process and rejoice that a cleansing is occurring. Do not give up. Don't leave. There is a renewed transformation at its completion. Chemicalization is always, always, always indicative to our bursting through the dark into the light of new expanded consciousness. Chemicalization can be either life-threatening or it can be a nuisance. It depends on the severity of the situation. The life-threatening type involves a fight or flight response, and it involves life and death. I'm going to tell you the story of a friend of mine named John, who was a lifelong friend of mine. John was a drinker from an early age, and I watched his life slipping away from him as his drinking progressed. He hit rock bottom one night during a bender when his stomach lining ruptured and he almost bled to death. At that moment, he knew that he had to stay sober or he was going to die. So he went into recovery. He went to AA, he began recovery. He became healthier and stronger physically, emotionally, and spiritually. He began helping other alcoholics who were trying to overcome their addiction. I watched with glee how John was changing rapidly. After several months of his feeling great, something happened within him. He started feeling uncomfortable with this new peace and freedom he had, and he began finding fault with others and with AA. It was like a war was waging within him. His ego wanted his old addictive behavior back, drinking with his buddies, and his higher, clean self wanted to stay sober. I didn't recognize it at that time, but it was chemicalization occurring, I thought. John was wise, faithful, and courageous. He stayed sober, talked to his sponsor, increased the number of meetings he attended each week, did more service, and he worked through the discomfort. Here's the thing. I had seen him at this point many times in the past, but he had always chosen to drink again. So this time, he knew that he would die. So he chose to stay sober, and he worked through it. Because of that decision to work through his chemicalization process, he accumulated 47 years of sobriety, wonderful, fulfilling years, with friends, purpose, and peace in his life. In that 47 years, he went on to help more than 1,000 people completely turn their lives around. From being dark, lost, despairing people, to becoming bright, shining lights of inspiration in the world, all because they chose to not give up, but instead to live, work through their pain, and live fulfilling God-guided lives. Now, John's type of chemicalization dealt with a serious life-threatening situation. There's a second type of chemicalization that is not life-threatening, but it does limit our happiness and fulfillment. The example I give for that is my own life. About a year ago, I decided I wanted to earn a PhD in spiritual healing. I enrolled, paid the tuition, completed the first third of the program, and I was gung-ho. I was so excited. I was learning new stuff and I was happy. Then my next assignment was writing a massive thesis dissertation. Now, I love to write, as you all know, and I had lots of ideas. So I started working on it. But something started happening inside of me. Old inner voices from my past began telling me, "You're not smart enough to get a PhD. You don't write that well. You don't really know that much. You're just a fraud. Don't embarrass yourself." Well, instead of writing every day, I found myself playing computer games, doing puzzles, watching TV, and doing stupid things around the house like cleaning out closets. Now, if you saw my house, you would know how desperate I was at that point to clean out a closet. My ego told me I would be disappointed not getting a PhD. But so what? It's no big deal. I could go for the rest of my life and not get a PhD. I recognized that my goal to live to the height of my capabilities had ignited my ego's resistance, and the thoughts in my head were lies from my ego trying to keep me safe from taking risks and failing. Yes, I could shut down my dream and still live a good life, a very good life, but I would be giving into fear, self-hatred, and choose limitation and misery. And if I gave fear that much power over me, what would other God blessings be that I wouldn't be giving up and with not doing it? What would I be giving up? What would I be withholding from myself? And more important than that, how would that affect my being God's vessel? So I made a choice. I chose to not give in to my fears, but to live my life courageously the best I could. So I began working on a project, and I do so between Sunday lessons. Working through chemicalization is a form of crucifixion. Unity believes that crucifixion symbolizes the crossing out in consciousness of error thinking that has become fixed states of mind. It's the surrender or death of our lower self or personality in order that the Christ mind in our lives may be fully expressed. Chemicalization is our crossing out of dissatisfying patterns of thought, ways of living, and relationships which we have outgrown, so that we may be prepared for a resurrection of new good that is on its way to us. As we offer ourselves to God's care, surrendering our personality in order that the Christ mind may be expressed in all of its fullness, we expand our energy, are transformed into a higher consciousness where we can live freely because we have chosen to allow God's grace to fill us with power, strength, wisdom, and courage. Even our way-shower, Jesus Christ, was not immune from experiencing chemicalization. What did I just say? Wow, that was wild. When the Holy Spirit descended upon him during his baptism, he was immediately forced into the wilderness to overcome his temptations. We never get so highly evolved that we become immune to chemicalization and growth. Chemicalization can be very uncomfortable. Its unpleasantness and confusion can make us want to quit and run back to our old, comfortable ways of living. Here are some actions that you can take to help yourself move quicker and easier through the chemicalization process. Gratitude speeds up chemicalization. In order to grow spiritually, we must let go of our old life, our old beliefs. Employing gratitude tells the universe that we are grateful for what we have. That positive, greater energy will create more wonderful things in our lives that we can be grateful for. It's a cycle, so be grateful. Forgiveness also speeds up chemicalization. When we forgive, we are removing the chains that we have placed on ourselves that connected us to regret, bitterness, anger, hatred, and many awful things in our lives. We are now free to live in the present, enjoying our life, and entering the flow of divine flow life once again. So forgive. Self-compassion is a wonderful tool to help erase the discomfort of chemicalization. Love yourself when you feel agitated, when you feel fearful, when you get unhealthy, negative thoughts that you aren't good enough, or you don't deserve the good that you want in your life. Don't judge yourself. Have self-compassion. Love yourself. Being pliable and flexible, like new wineskin, means that we are open to opportunities to live, love, and serve. Being an open vessel invites spirit to introduce us to higher spiritual principles that will fill our new mind and heart with peace and joy even more. So be flexible and open. Talk to someone who believes in you. We build spiritual and social communities during the good times so that we don't have to go through these tough times alone. We can be in community together. It helps to have friends nearby when we feel like we're falling apart. When we reach out to a trusted person who will listen and help us, half of the weight that we have been burdened by will immediately disappear. Talk to someone you trust. On the other hand, listening to someone talk about their process may be just as powerful for you. If you are on a pity pot marathon, a sure way of breaking that cycle is to help another person. By being the listener, helping someone through their process, it helps them, but it also helps us. Do service. Help someone. In summary, chemicalization is the balance that occurs after we release limiting human beliefs and embrace unlimited divine truth. In our opportunity to grow spiritually, and we acknowledge our power to co-create with God through chemicalization, as we expand our consciousness, chemicalization gets easier, gentler, and we understand what's going on, so it's not so horrible. The more often we challenge our consciousness, the more flexible our consciousness will be. The more that we keep staying with the discomfort of working with new intentions, working with what we believe is our highest good, then the easier our chemicalization experience will be. As you work through chemicalization, and surely you all can, you will wake up feeling lighter, happier, and full of energy. Blessings you didn't even ask for will show up in your life. You will experience the peace that passes all understanding, and you will feel a deeper purpose and greater happiness in your life. So let's pray. Let's start by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So let's just get settled down. Allow yourself to become quiet. Take some deep, slow breaths. In the calmness of this moment, let go of anything that may be on your mind. Become mindful of your body and your heartbeat as you continue to take slow, intentional breaths. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We affirm and acclaim Spirit's guidance and blessings. In this quiet time, let us have faith that we are right where we need to be and that all is well. As we continue to release the false and claim the good, we celebrate our adjustment to this new expansion, this new healing, this new possibility, and we welcome new opportunities to enjoy the flow of life. We were born to thrive. By releasing old beliefs, we live our faith. All is well, no matter what the circumstances. Nothing can harm us. We are safe in the sacred space of the divine, which is everywhere. We realize the universe is upholding us in our new higher vibrational living, and we walk with serenity and joy. Let's take a few moments in the quiet to contemplate how our working through chemicalization expands our consciousness and brings more love, peace, and joy into our lives. Father, Mother, Friend, we are grateful for the insights we have received. And we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, beautiful Spirit of God. And so it is. Amen.
Song. Now my heart is Spirit.